The company Neatbox produces solutions, if you like, 21st century solutions to age-old problems if you have a disability. Now, technology, it's fair to say, really has leveled the playing field when it comes to giving, if we were to take blind or partially sighted people as an example, more opportunities to travel around independently, to travel around safer. And it's all down to, for Neatbox anyway, using things like apps. So having apps which can help activate traffic crossings on streets without trying to find the button, or just making it easier to go to venues, shops, restaurants through the Welcome app. Now, to tell us a bit more, we have with us Gavin Neat from Neatbox. He always joins us to tell us about the latest news from the company and some updates as well, and just sharing his thoughts on who is driving accessibility these days. Gavin, thank you for joining us.
It's always a pleasure, Alan. And I know some people will have heard us speak together before, but for those who don't, it's probably worth just sort of very quickly saying who I am. I used to work for Guide Dogs, and I loved it. Absolutely fantastic job. But back in the early... Well, the last decade, I was very aware of more and more people using technology. But ultimately, it was the relationship people were having with smart technology that I started getting really excited about. There was something that I thought, even just the other day, I was thinking about this. And I thought, well, in 200 years' time, a dog is pretty much going to be the same as a dog is now. I don't think we're ever going to not need guide dogs. I think they're incredibly useful. But 200 years from now, I don't think we could even imagine what technology is going to be doing. It's hard enough to know what's going to happen in 10 years, let alone what's going to happen in 200 years. So when I was seeing all this, I was seeing technology being used. And I thought, well, whether it's done via an app or whoever or whatever, the mobile phone and wearables and all these sorts of technologies that were being utilized by anybody. And it was a great leveler. And whether you were disabled or had a condition which meant that you couldn't function in a certain way, the phone or the app within the phone was just making it so much easier to do so.
And, you know, by getting involved, you looked at utilizing smart technology and using apps to sort of increase people's safe and independent mobility.
It was the stuff that I saw when I was watching my client. The crossing was a really obvious one, and it became more and more obvious to me when I realized that somebody with cerebral palsy might not be able to press a button at all, or somebody who was visually impaired not knowing where the button was. I was becoming more aware that, well, if you think of the last century, think about what charity was then, and it really was, I mean, the word, the definition, which was give to the needy. It was provision of stuff by the enabled society to the disabled society, and it was, here you go, here's something for you. And of course, it didn't really encourage anti-discrimination. What it actually did was it encouraged discrimination to a certain extent. It said, I'm here to help you. Whereas I have seen over the last few years, and your listeners, and I know you know about it, you'll have all seen how the narrative is now being pushed by the people who are the receivers of the service. And that's massive. I mean, it's ginormous. And there's 13 million people in the United Kingdom who would identify as having a disability or being disabled. But there's 1.3 billion around the world. Now, they don't all have access to technology, but they certainly are increasingly the ones who are dictating how they receive the service. And that can only be a good thing. I have this vision that by the end of this century, we will be moving away from a charity model. Charities will still be very needed and really useful, but it won't be we're providing you a service. It will be the charities now are removing barriers, and hopefully society becomes more aware of disability and the need for everybody to have this equality of purpose. And technology can only be a fantastic part of that as we move forward.
Well, at RNIB, we have the Connect community. We have service users, we have members, we have Connect now, where people are saying to us, this is what we want, these are the issues, you know, can you help us find the solutions? And that, in your opinion anyway, you see that spreading to charities even at the moment. And perhaps even, you know, are you getting people telling you what they would like to see Neatbox do next?
Nothing changes overnight. It's an evolution. It's like electric cars. They don't happen overnight, but over a period of 30, 40 years, and society just changes with it. And it was something that was really important to me, because I was all about the provision of services, was that I wanted to find a way that my company could involve people to say, what do you want? But not just tell me what they want, but to actively be the ones that dictate to society what they want. And in both of our applications, both Button by Neatbox, Button being the pedestrian crossing, Welcome being by customer service, the app user can request the venue. Say you live on a street and there's a crossing outside you and you find it particularly difficult to find it or get to it or press the button or use the tactile cone. Well, the person who's using the app can just request that they would like a crossing in there through the app. And it's the same with Welcome. They just go into the settings, they request the venue for the place. Now, Scope had come up with a study recently where it was 75% of people who would identifying as having a disability or are disabled in some way have been either given poor service in shops or been refused access altogether or left prematurely. And you think, 75%? What we need to do is actively solve problems. So if the people who are using our app go on and go to settings, they can actually say, I didn't like the service I got at this place. We would like you to have a chat with them and see how they can improve their service. Going to the papers is like that story of the wind and the sun, where the wind tries to blow the jacket off somebody. And of course, the person holds the jacket close around their body. And then the sun comes along and he says, OK, well, watch this. And he just gets hotter and the person takes the jacket off. Well, sometimes that's the way that you improve society. You give them solutions. You actually actively make it easy for them to use a solution. And that's what we're doing through this. We're encouraging the potential 12, 13 million people in the United Kingdom who are living with these challenges to actually be the ones that dictate where it goes next and how we do it.
So if you're getting feedback like this, Gavin, from people using Neatbox app saying, you know, we would like this here, we'd like this improved, in terms of Neatbox then and its products, I mean, what is that changing for you? What are the big changes coming up?
We had a chap, sadly, I can't tell you the name of the company, but we're so close because we're already doing training with them, but it has to go through their company. But it was a visually impaired chap requested a particular department store. And we approached the department store and they went, wow, you can help us give better service to our customers. And we're now going to be installing with them because somebody requested it. And that's massive. I mean, massive. We've already had requests for Manchester United Football Stadium, Giants Causeway in Northern Ireland, Tesco's, and we've got Royal Bank of Scotland are now looking at it. So you walk into the branch and they already know what you're wanting and also know how to interact with you. And then if you're visually impaired and they don't have to suddenly go looking for a signature guide, they can already have it there waiting. So they know what they should be doing. So a couple of the other ones, Glasgow Science Centre, St Andrews Links Golf Club, Doubletree Hilton in Edinburgh, Forth Valley Sensory Centre in Falkirk, the Falkirk Wheel, so many others and more joining us every single day. And luckily, people requesting every single day. And it's like a revolution, but it's a revolution in empowerment.
The proof there is in the pudding, as you say. People are asking for it. You're going to companies and saying, do you know you're missing out on billions of pounds because you're not as welcoming as you could be? And they realise this. I think this is the key, that they're actually coming on board with this and seeing that technology can make a difference. And it isn't hugely complex or expensive.
Yeah, and you mentioned the billions of pounds there. Capitalism works by market pressures. Now, you mentioned billions. It's a shock number, but the population that we talk about has 249 billion pounds a year spending power. Now, if we look at that as saying wheelchair users or power chair users or long cane users or guide dog owners, and we say you guys are all individual groups, you might get 300,000 visually impaired people all saying we demand something. But if you have 13 million people all saying we demand something, and that equates to 249 billion pounds, you'll get some early adopters who will move forward and they will install this stuff, and you will get dinosaurs who don't. And those dinosaurs will disappear. I truly believe that. I truly believe that there is strength in numbers. And that's just a continuation of everything I wanted to do when I joined Guide Dogs.
Gavin, we're almost out of time, and no doubt there's more we could chat about. We'll catch up with you again in the near future for more updates on Neatbox. But if people would like to learn more, get the apps and start requesting things that will make it easier for them, how do they get in touch?
You could write to us directly at hello@neatbox.com. And it's worth pointing out it's N-E-A-T-E-B-O-X. You can download Welcome by Neatbox on Android and indeed on Apple, and Button by Neatbox on exactly the same. And please get in touch, because we absolutely love the idea that we can help.
Gavin, we will catch up with you again very, very soon for more updates on Neatbox. But for the moment, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Massive pleasure.